Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XSourceAndX. I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can listen to all of our shows at comicroast.com. Or you can also buy movie tickets at reviewandroast.com, which is pretty awesome because you should go see Guardians 2 this week because it just came out and it was a lot of fun. And today, we're actually going to talk about Iron Fist. So, yeah, way to get your hopes up. Wah, wah. So, Iron Fist was the latest of the Marvel shows on Netflix. You know, there was the two seasons of Daredevil, there was Jessica Jones, there was Luke Cage. Is that right?
Yep.
And then Iron Fist. Now, when this first came out, there was a lot of people complaining on the interwebs. There was a lot of memes going around about how, you know, terrible the fight scenes were, and just complaint after complaint, mostly from people who know nothing of Iron Fist. So it took me a minute to watch. Now that I finished it, and Mike finished it, well, probably, what, 2 months ago now?
Yeah.
You watched it right away, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. So now we can talk about it. So now that I guess the haters have moved on to the next thing to hate, we can calmly discuss
Iron Fist. And we're staring at IMDb right now, and, you know, haters gonna hate, like you just said, but 46,211 votes, and it's got an average of 7.2 out of 10. So, I mean,
yeah.
not too bad for user reviews on there. Now, maybe the critics destroyed it. To be honest, I tend to try to not really look at critic reviews all that often because
we're the only critics that matter.
I'm the critic that disagrees with the critics, I guess, because
right.
Half the shit I love, they hate. So,
agreed.
Still hate The Revenant. Go ahead.
Agreed. And actually, funny, not to get off topic, but we always do anyway. When I was listening to radio on the way to work, I forget who the guy reviews movies for, but this was Friday. We saw Guardians Thursday night, and he was talking about how, yeah, the movie was super fun, but et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm done listening to you. Yeah. You're an idiot.
Can't you just go have fun?
Right. It was, well, I mean, everyone in the first movie, they all hated each other, so it was funny that they were all bickering the whole time, but now they're just bickering. It's like, Jesus, somebody get him a therapist. I'm like, all right, settle down. What kind of fucking TV family do you fucking live in?
Because
my family bickers all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. What are we talking about?
Iron Fist.
Okay.
Starring Rosario Dawson, as every other episode of Netflix TV.
Right.
Which I'm a fan of, so don't get me wrong.
No.
Continue.
She's great. So, yes, basically you have the story of Danny Rand, who, you know, his parents were billionaires. He was a child. They went on some quote-unquote vacation/business trip to China. Plane goes down in flames. Danny Rand's the only one that survives. He ends up being saved by monks and trained in martial arts. Fast forward 15 years, he pops up back in New York, right?
Yep.
Was it? It was the Big Apple. And he goes to reconnect with his closest friends who now run the company his father started. And hilarity ensues. I mean, not really, but it fit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest complaints that I saw besides the fight scenes was, here we go, whitewashing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I can understand if Iron Fist was, you know, Asian in the comics or...
Well, there's multiple, like most of these other characters, there's multiple versions of all of them.
There's, true.
You know, Danny Rand wasn't the only Iron Fist, let's just say.
This is true.
So moving on, I guess. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where, you know, there's a couple versions. You know, Thor's a woman now. What are you going to do?
And here's the thing. I'm not trying to say I'm an Iron Fist expert, but the Iron Fist comics I have read have been Danny Rand. Have been the 20-something white yuppie. You know what I mean? Like, so, sue me, but whatever. It's not that big a deal.
I did extremely disapprove of his series-long hairdo. I'm going to go on the record for that. To be honest, that was the thing that probably annoyed me the most. The Justin Timberlake circa 1998 hairdo was fucking killing me.
He's been in Kunlun for the last 15 years.
They're all bald. Cut him some slack. They're all bald fucking monks, and this guy's running around with Goldilocks. Anywho.
Literally, too.
I'm dead serious. I mean, I'm looking at the IMDb, and the only picture of him, M-dub? Goldilocks.
M-dub.
Hate it.
Actually, we're not. We're looking at the review and roast.
Well, that's page. Yet to be typed up.
No.
If you're listening to this, it's been typed up.
Right. It has since been taken care of.
Yeah.
Anywho, he comes back to New York, basically looks like a homeless man trying to walk into this fancy corporation where he is trying to reconnect with his childhood friends, Joy and Ward Meacham, who are played by Jessica Straub and Tom Pelfrey. Just going to go on it right now. Tom Pelfrey, Ward Meacham. Fucking awesome.
Now, let me tell you a secret about that, because I am also of the same opinion, and now you absolutely need to watch the show Banshee, because he comes in on it late in, like, season... It's only, like, a five-season series that was on Cinemax, and Tom Pelfrey, I believe, comes in, like, the end of season three or season... beginning of season four, and I legit... I mean, I don't know how to say it other than man crush, but like,
I mean, holy shit.
He, and in this one, he starts off like that dick that you hate, but you know, it's just like Joffrey in the Game of Thrones. Like you hate him, but guess what? It means the guy's doing his job as an actor. You know what I mean? Yeah. Cause if you could channel that much hate for a guy, but, Ward Meacham, he probably, in my opinion, goes on the greatest journey of the series, I guess, in terms of like emotional and
yeah.
And I mean, he's, to be honest, he's almost the focal point of the whole series, almost more so than Danny Rand, in my opinion, because he does it. Yeah. We can talk about some other stuff first, but we can get back to
him.
No,
I mean, we're on it.
But yeah, in my opinion, he goes from such a hated and hateful human being to confused to loving, back to hateful, back to a train wreck, and then finally, towards the end of the series, I mean, it's like, man, like, I think I fucking love this guy. You know what I mean? Because he's just, then you see him trying to make the right choices, but he doesn't always, and he's trying to do stuff for family, but he doesn't always, and it turns out, like, he just, like I said, in my opinion, I think he goes through... journey's the only word I can think of. The most prolific one of all the characters on this show. I mean, and his sister, Joy, also does, but almost in a flip-flop direction.
And it comes way later because she's kept in the dark for the first...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nine episodes.
She doesn't really even know... I guess the best way to put this is Rand Industries is run by Joy and Ward Meacham. Ward kind of does a lot of things, I don't want to say off books or covert, but he does a lot of things that Joy just agrees with because for some reason,
it always
works, Ward's always right. Yeah. He's never steered the company wrong, yada, yada, whatevs. So that gets into some other super secret stuff that Ward is working on. He's got a little problem with Percocets or Vicodins or whatever he's doing. You know, he's your typical
high-strung businessman.
Yeah, like middle 30s, late 30s. Dude trying to cope with way too much than he probably should at this point in time in his life. You know, family friends are killed when you're young. Your father allegedly dies with your mother, blah, 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 all kinds of shit. So, I mean, again, to me, right off the bat, I mean, this series would have been good if it was about those two characters and the business. I mean, because everything was pretty cool. And now you have Danny Rand, whose name's on the fucking billboard, and he wants back in. They don't know if they want him back in. They don't even know if that's who he is. They haven't seen the guy in 20 years. He's 15 years. And, you know, there's no record of the dude. He was gone when he was 10 years old or 11. You know, where's the most recent picture? Kung Lun, they don't even have fucking cameras.
You got most recent picture. You got no DNA, no living relatives.
He doesn't have a, you know, New York State ID.
Yeah, he's got fucking nothing. So they think he's just a crazy homeless guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then he starts, you know, bringing up shit from their childhood that really only he would know. And that's what first gets Joy on board.
Right.
And then she eventually starts to convince Ward, who then...
Well,
spoilers, goes and convinces... You can't not talk about Harold Meacham.
Oh, yeah, I guess eventually. You know but I, mean? I guess the point is, though, when Ward finally actually thinks, oh, this might be the deal, like this might be the dude, we got to get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He doesn't figure out it's the dude, and he's like, oh, that's sweet.
Danny.
Like, he actually, you know, they kind of give you some backstory where Ward actually never even liked the kid to begin with.
Right.
He was kind of a dick to him when they were children. You know, Ward was probably, you know, a teenager when Joy and Danny were about the same age, around 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever. So, you know, typical teenage shit. You don't want to hang out with the kids. You know, everyone right. gets it. So, but they kind of set that as the backdrop of, well, last time he saw this kid, he fucking hated him anyways.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of the backstory on that.
So, if you're familiar with Daredevil, you know, the overall looming Doom presence villain in this is also the Hand, which, I mean, it's, I feel like it's a common villain company name of some sorts, but
well, it's, you know, yeah, it is, but it was already established, and right. it's always going to be that because this is, again, the street level,
right,
dude. So, you know, the Iron Fist and Luke Cage and Daredevil aren't fighting Thanos anytime soon,
right?
Probably not going to work out for him,
not yet,
but so they're keeping those guys going, and obviously, it's the devil you know at this point. For the most part, so you get to keep Madame Gao, who's badass. To be honest, every time she's on screen, and if you don't remember in Daredevil, she's the
old lady with the cane.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, you don't want to.
She thinks you can. She,
you don't want to stereotype the little old Asian lady, but she is exactly that. You know, I mean, she's that lady.
Yeah,
and, but she's when she talks, you can just tell how evil she is.
Right,
it's pretty awesome. So I'm into it.
It's like, I want to hear more, but at the same time, yeah. shut the fuck up, because you're probably lying.
But they also brought a couple of other things in with, because they also brought in Colleen Wing, who's, she's actually part of, I don't know if she's part of the Defenders or the, actually the Heroes for Hire. I think it's all sort of, I mean, again, I'm no Marvel expert, but I'm pretty sure it's all the same. You know, they all run in the same circles, the whole street level
yeah.
hero types. So I know that when they brought her in, then she was sort of technically, her background was a little suspect, and then they bring in her sensei, who I completely forget his name, so
actually,
you want to check that out.
I was actually looking right now.
And then, you know, that goes sideways, so everybody kind of wants to get the Iron Fist on board, except for the Meachums. So
what was his name? Is that Bakudo?
Yeah There you go.
Ramon Rodriguez.
Yeah, Bakudo.
Doesn't even look like him, but he's awesome.
Yeah,
too.
He was actually pretty. I mean, there's, like I said, one of the things, I wasn't over I don't even know how to put it. All the acting in this show was fantastic, in my opinion, with the exception of the guy who played Danny Rand. I'm not saying he was bad. I'm just saying that the two people that played the Meachums, Colleen Wing, even Bakudo, Madame Gao, I think they did fabulous.
Sasha Dewan.
Which one's that?
Davos.
Oh, fucking Davos.
Holy
super good.
Shit.
And he, I do remember him from the comics. He's actually kind of a big part of.
Then you got David Wenham, who played Harold Meacham.
Yeah, I liked him too.
From
liked
Lord of the too. Rings. For you.
Rosario Dawson, let's not forget her. She's yeah, back.
Duh.
She's the obvious tie-in to all of this shit now.
Yeah.
And they even, sort of when they bring in the Defenders, there's actually a couple of trailers now for it. So
it's actually funny. I've seen some, I don't know if you want to call them memes or not, but someone was saying something about, hey, look, Claire Temple, season 4.
Yeah, that's literally, yeah. At this point, right?
It's, yeah.
I mean, but again, you got to have a constant to sort of, not make it all make sense, but
it helps keep everyone just slightly geeked until all the characters come
right.
together.
Right. Yeah. So I think it's pretty good. Like I said, the trailer for the Defenders actually looked pretty good, where they had Iron Fist fighting Luke Cage, and then they had Jessica Jones is in the interrogation room, and Matt Murdock walks in.
Yeah.
Tells her, "Shut up, I'm your lawyer." You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
I mean, it's I like the way that it's probably gonna be a good show. I almost can't imagine it wouldn't be at this point in time.
Duh.
Yeah.
Adoy.
So, like I said, I'm not saying Finn Jones as Danny Rand was horrible. I'm just saying, in my opinion, he was outacted by virtually everybody on the show because I really feel that the story was okay. The writing was all right, but I think the full cast destroys this.
I mean, we're going to reveal some things, right? I mean, the show's been out for a few months.
Oh, yeah,
now,
yeah. So. I mean, say what
so,
you want.
Okay, so as far as the story goes, I mean, I get where you're kind of coming from, where it seemed a little weak, but what really kind of threw me for a loop was when Colleen, you find out that her and her sensei are actually part of the hand.
Right.
That, I was like, oh, snap, son. You know what I mean?
And I didn't remember none of that from the comics. I don't know if that's true to life or not, but, I mean, comics aren't life anyways, or are they?
What?
So, yeah, I literally almost saw it coming, but not really. So, it's kind of one of those things.
It was one of those things where you're like, there's no way. And then it happens, you're like, oh my God, it is.
Yeah, when they sort of went to, like, the compound, I'm like, yeah, this is fishy. All right. Yeah, there's a big fucking gate with a lock. Yeah, something's up.
Yeah, okay, so.
Maybe not necessarily that it was the hand I was thinking. Maybe some other third-party organization. Foot? Yeah. The pelvis.
No. Here's my one real, I don't want to say problem, but my one real annoyance with the story was when they finally were like, you know what, this really is Danny. Let's do the right thing. Let's give him the 51%. Let's give him an office. And then he starts calling the shots.
Yeah.
Like, the guy went from being 12 years old to living in a monastery getting his ass beat every day. Like, he, needless to say, doesn't know shit about business. And I'm not saying that, you know, I understand he was trying to do the right thing, but, you know, again, in the business world, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. And I don't know. I feel like letting him call the shots like that was, like, you really need to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like,
then, like perfect example is when they caught him on camera apologizing to that lady. Now, all of a sudden, they're like, that's a huge deal. He just admitted guilt. No, he didn't. All he said was, oh, your kid got cancer? I'm sorry. That's terrible. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
besides the fact that he hasn't been here for 15 years.
Right.
But, like they say in Daredevil, it furthers the plot.
It does. But
because you needed all that to happen to get them thrown off the boardroom
table. Here's
the
deal. No one's watching Iron Fist for Danny Rand's fucking business acumen.
Oh, yeah, no,
they're watching it
to
see the golden fist go through a door.
Which is underutilized, in my opinion.
Very much so. I mean, I get it. You know, it's just like every fucking movie out there. They got to wait until about an hour and a half in before the guy really understands his powers, and then he can go on and fucking start beating ass. But it's like, dude, come on. Right. You know why we're all here. This guy's been training on a daily basis in a place that doesn't exist to 99.9% of humanity. I would say that he should have a little more control over it.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing, too, for a guy that is supposedly had trained. I feel like Finn Jones's physical appearance could have been a smidge beefier.
You know what else, too?
And I don't want to say that all. And I almost appreciate the fact that it isn't, but I feel like had you been physically and mentally training for 15 years for what would appear to be one sole mission on Earth, I feel like...
Well, one sole mission in Kun Lun.
I feel like you'd have done a few more push-ups.
Quite possibly.
And I'm not saying that I've done enough, because I haven't. And I'm not saying that the dude was out of shape. I'm just saying, you know, for hitting the heavy bag every day, you don't look very big.
It just reminded me a lot of, and this is going to sound silly, but hear me out, Balls of Fury.
You're silly.
Well, with the whole, oh, he never finished his training. He doesn't have the backhand. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, this guy, he never finished his training. He doesn't know how to harness his chi. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, how many of these stories are you going to have where these guys just go out and try to save the world before they're done training?
Yeah.
And if they're being trained and these other guys are so much better, why is this guy the fucking main focus?
Right. And it is something of the story. Again, I'm not the expert on the comics at this point, but they do allude in a video shown during the series that there was another Iron Fist from back in the day, yada yada.
Right.
He had two glowing hands. So that is like a thing. So we'll just leave it there, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, at this point, you know, I just don't want to sit here and gloat about how much I like the show. I do want to, you know, be a little diverse with this and talk about some of the things that did annoy me, because there were mm-hmm. things. Overall, though, it's not my favorite Marvel show, but it's definitely not as bad as everyone's trying to make it.
It was
a lot of fun.
I say the exact same thing.
And as far as the fight scenes, because a lot of people complain about them, I didn't think they were, like, there may have been a couple of things, but I don't, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything in those fight scenes that were annoying.
For the most part.
And I don't think he got his ass kicked as much as you made it sound
I just still think he got his ass kicked a lot.
He did, but at the same time, he didn't.
For being one of the, you know, top, let's just say, 10 martial artists in the Marvel Universe, sure does take him long to kick one dude's ass sometimes. So don't tell me that guy's number 14 on the all-time list. The Drunken Master almost beat his ass.
That guy's part of the Hand. Some serious business.
He's a Hand henchman.
You're a Hand henchman.
Like the rest. So, I'm just saying.
That part
what about was kind
of silly.
What about the dude in the x-ray room when he was trying to go get his x-ray? It's one dude in a business suit. Beat
because
the shit out of him.
It's the standard kung fu versus real life scenario where you're in an aisle with shelving. You can't exactly do roundhouse kicks and shit.
Light up your hand and punch him in the nose.
He didn't have time to harness his chi.
There's always time to harness that chi. Just saying.
Which is funny because, you know, in some of the comics I have read, there's no harnessing his shit. It's just, hey, fucking pow.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's a light switch.
And I know he's going to learn it, but I don't want to see these guys learn their powers. I want to see these guys whoop that ass.
No, I know.
Kind of like the first season of Daredevil. You know what I mean? Like, how many times we got to watch this guy go back and get trained by another blind guy?
Yeah. You know? For sure.
But he got his ass kicked way more than Danny Rand did.
Yeah, but he doesn't even have a thing. He's just got super senses.
That's kind of a thing.
Yeah, is it?
It worked out well for Denzel in Book of Eli.
You're stupid.
Your fucking mom's stupid.
That movie's stupid. No, I'm kidding. It's awesome.
I was going to say, I'll fucking jump this table. I mean, staying off track for a second with the Book of Eli. That movie is amazing the very first time you see it. Once you know what the whole story's about, it takes away from it.
Really?
I feel. Oh. I won't say much in case there's people who haven't seen a 10-year-old movie at this point. But yeah. I don't know. I just feel like once you know what the Book of Eli is all about, it's like it kind of loses some of its mystique.
Mm.
Anywho, Iron Fist. Fantastic acting. Fight scenes are nowhere near as bad as people are trying to make it be.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're bad. I thought a lot of the choreography was pretty well done. I mean, whether or not he was winning or losing, I mean, there was a lot more better moves than everyone alluded to, because everyone basically alluded to the fact that there was nothing, that it was just like two guys standing up punching like old-timey boxers.
Right.
But it was nothing like that at all. I mean, there was some pretty good kicks and flips and what happened.
Especially when Davos came in.
Oh, yeah. He was actually would appear to have been the better martial artist.
Not gonna lie, dude. When they were fighting, him and Danny, I was like, I kind of hope Davos wins.
Oh, totally, dude.
He's a badass, man.
I hope he wins and steals his fist. Would have been dope. And Colleen Wing was pretty awesome.
Yes.
And honestly, like, she might be one of my new favorite actresses, to be honest, because, first of all,
She had quite the journey herself.
She's hot.
Because she thought she was on the good side the whole time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. But see, and that's the whole thing. She legitimately thought what she was doing was correct. And then she got into the underground fight pit. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Kind of smashing heads. So, yeah. I mean, again, I think that, there was a lot of, I guess what you can't take away from this show is character development. Because everyone bitches nowadays that there's no character development in my 92-minute movie. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck did you expect? Well, here. You had however many, 12, 13 episodes, these characters all developed very well.
They developed their balls off.
Well, they developed very well in this series, I thought. More than almost any other show of the Marvel on Netflix to date, in my
opinion.
I feel
Luke Cage had a lot of that, too.
What, developments?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not bad, but only him. I mean, it's not like there was a whole...
What's his face that fucking pisses me off more than anything? That the guy that got killed in the halfway through?
Oh,
Ashtray or
crap. Yeah, Ice Cube. Yeah,
the guy from fucking House of Cards.
Yeah,
Remy Denton. That guy was fucking the best, and they wasted it on a character that dies halfway through.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, pound for pound, this show has the most... I mean, there's like seven characters with major development in this series. I mean, you even get more of Madame Gao than you ever have, and you get a better insight into what the fuck she's been doing.
Yep.
Like, here's her deal. Like, she ain't necessarily just the hand. She's the shit. You know what I mean?
That's weird.
She is. I mean, she was... Plus, I mean, how come she ain't punching people more?
She doesn't need to. She could throw them across the room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's up with that?
That was awesome.
She's like an old Jedi. Yeah, maybe
she's gonna show up in the new one.
Maybe she is. Maybe she's
this Christmas, the last Jedi, Madame Gao.
She's probably Yoda's ex-wife, old bitch. Anyways, moving on.
Thought that cane looked familiar.
Yeah.
I mean, what can we say that we haven't said so far? I mean, what haven't we really talked about?
That's pretty much it. I mean, I'm excited for the Defenders now. I mean, in this series, might not have been as good as I thought it was going to be or hoped for, to be honest. But as far as a series goes, like I said, if you give it a chance and really...
And they left it kind of fucking shitty at the end, too.
Oh, like... no, completely. So it totally leads into the whole... We got shit going on in the universe here. So, and yeah. Who knows? You know, I haven't heard much buzz about the Punisher series anymore. I don't know what the status of that is just yet. I was going to look it up, but let's not even bother. Let's leave that a mystery for now. So, but I know that they were planning on doing that, but there was no talks of him being in the Defenders at all, but he might make a cameo.
Oh, I'm sure he will. I'm surprised he actually didn't make one in this.
Yeah, maybe he'll be, maybe they'll be going after him once or twice. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, which would be cool. Because maybe he starts going after the hand or whatevs.
Yeah. But, well, he'll probably start somewhere a little less dangerous, like the elbow.
Yeah. Yeah. You're stupid. So, yeah, I'm good. Or, give it a number.
Give it a number, he says. You know what? Just based on the acting alone, I don't think I can go any lower than an 8.
Wow, that's fucking redonk.
It is redonk. But I feel if I go lower...
I'm not going anywhere near that.
You're taken away from some of the just fucking ridiculous... Like you said... Acting and story development with these characters.
And you're making me rethink mine.
Well, I just don't want to go super low. And I know I went pretty high with the other ones. And I'm not trying to say this, like I said, it's not as good as the rest. But development-wise, acting-wise, because I know everyone loves fucking what's-his-neck from Daredevil.
Who's that?
The villain. Bald guy.
Oh, Kingpin?
No. From the show.
Vincent D'Onofrio? What are you talking
about? Yeah. What was his name in the fucking show?
Kingpin.
No.
Well, that's his name. Anywho.
Yeah, I know everyone fucking loved that guy. I thought he was not that good.
I actually still think he's awesome.
So does everybody. I don't feel he was as believable as people think he was. I don't know why. I just, whatever. But this show...
This show gave you basically like 9 enemies to fucking figure out who's actually the real one.
Actually, here's my biggest complaint. When Claire first shows up and something fucking major happens, she's like, sweet Christmas. And that was amazing. And then I think she might have said it one more time and that was it. Mm. It would have been way funnier.
So you wanted more sweet Christmases?
I think so.
I don't think I did. I think one was.
I thought it was funny.
I think one was enough.
I don't know.
Unless she's going to like start doing partial nudity in these things.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I just.
You just like Rosario Dawson. I do. I mean, who doesn't?
I do like her a lot. When her and Colleen Wing are training. Not gonna lie.
When she's talking shit and he brings like the burgers, he's like, man, this is nothing like the last time.
Yeah.
Where's that fucking escargot, son? Yeah.
First date was better.
Right.
But yeah, I was in the neighborhood of a 6.5 to 7. I'll probably lean to a 7. Again, I'm not saying it's bad, and maybe I'm biasedly basing my opinion on other series of the like on Netflix so far. It's not as good as the rest. But again, the character development is really good, so I think that this one might set up to have a better second season or make the Defenders better in general.
And are they going to do a second season?
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Well, now that they've introduced pretty much everyone they're going to, I feel like they're just going to stick with the Defenders and not really do so much.
I mean, they could. I mean, they could. Why wouldn't they just do as much as they can at this point? They're going to flood the market, if I had to guess. But I think that if Finn Jones develops a little more with his end of the acting skills, I think it'll be way better. And I'm hoping for a second season because I want more Ward Meacham. I want more Colleen Wing. I want more of all the characters all the, you know, supporting cast of this series, and I feel like you're not going to get all of that in the Defenders. You're just going to get Rosario Dawson, which is
not a bad thing. We are getting a season 3
of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't imagine they wouldn't. I'm surprised at this point they haven't made another Jessica Jones, because I don't think that that was a failure.
No, not at all. I liked it.
So, no, I mean, yeah, I no, just because we liked it doesn't mean
Fisk.
It did good.
Wilson Fisk.
Oh, you're still on that?
Well, I just happened to see it in my face.
Yeah. So, anywho, that's where I'm at. I'm going to go 7.
Fucking A.
So, across the board, 7.5. Pretty good.
All right, so there you have it, Iron Fist. Nowhere near as bad as people say. You should probably check it out, especially if you're a Marvel fan or you're a fan of the other Netflix shows. If you're not, then I don't know why you're listening, so maybe you just want to tweet me and tell me I'm an idiot. And if you want to do that, you can find me on Twitter at XorsonX, and you can find Mike at Review and Roast. Yeah, if you have anything else, or hey, if you have any recommendations, what do you want us to watch and tell you what we thought, let us know, tweet us, Facebook us, Instagram us, Snapchat us.
We'll totally watch it.
We can totally Friendster us, too. I think we're going to hop back on that shits. Turn them shits up.
Bringing it back.
All right. So, yeah, have a good week. We're out of here.
Hey.